Have you ever met somebody and you feel intrinsically linked by a cosmic connection?
And by a series of circumstances, you end up becoming close friends. You find out that they went to primary school with your boyfriend.
And they get a job in a cafe with your best friend.
They start giving you lifts home where you discover that they have uncontrollable road rage, but you put up with it because it shaves off half an hour off your trek home.
And then you discover that they eat Kit Kats in a disgusting way. Chocolate first, then individually separating the wafers, eating them in small annoying bites one by one until the last wafer. Doing this without any shame.
This podcast is about best friends who sincerely love each other, but are also incredibly perplexed by each other.
We are Jules and B.
And this is our story. B and Jules make a podcast.
Brought to you by Alex Steinbach Pianos.
LTD. Limited. Hello and welcome to another episode.
Some might even say the first episode
of Bea and Jules Do a Podcast.
In this podcast series, we're going to try and step out of our comfort zone and do things that we would not usually do.
We're in our 20s. New year, new us. We need to expand our horizons and learn things. As Kylie Jenner said, this is the year of realizing things.
The thing is, the year of realizing was 2016. Does that mean we're not allowed to realize anything this year?
I think Kylie would fully support us taking the year of realizing to 2017 as well.
Kylie Jenner, please tweet us your thoughts.
So B and I go to the same uni, we go to film school together, and
radio school, but we're not doing the radio degree, hence this podcast.
You could probably pick up on some errors that may not exist if we were doing a radio course, but that's neither here nor there.
True. Yep.
So we were talking the other day with our good friend Michael about how when you're watching cartoons as a kid, everybody just wears the same stuff every single day.
Even though it seemed kind of weird back then that all these cartoon characters would like open their closets and it would literally be like 10 red t-shirts and 10 blue shorts, that's kind of what my wardrobe is like today.
Everybody has their iconic look. And I will be taking Bea's iconic look and she'll be taking mine.
And if you head over to our social media, you'll be able to see some of the photos of the outfits that we've changed. So Juliet, would you like to talk about like your personal style just so our loyal listeners of this one episode will understand what where you're coming from?
So my personal style is just, yeah, feminine chic. I love a good winged eyeliner to make me feel super fierce in the mornings. I probably stay away from, like, I don't wear a lot of t-shirts, if I'm honest. I don't own many.
Do you think you care about looking good?
Yeah, I care a lot about how I look. B, why don't you describe your signature style so people can get an idea? Because no one can see you right now.
Yeah.
No one knows.
This is an audio medium. So I would say that my style is rat boy skater who don't skate.
I would protest. I would say you're a rat lady.
Oh, thank you. That's very generous of you. So I think we should talk about some of our fashion don'ts. What do you tend to stray away from? What kind of style do you always want to show and don't want to go into?
So my personal belief is that I want to wear things that accentuate my tiny, tiny waist.
She has a really small waist, okay?
It's really small. So I usually wear things, like I would never wear something baggy that would like not cinch in where I want it to. Not a fan. And I would probably never wear a beanie.
Not once. What if you were cold? What if your head was cold?
Look, even in the deepest, darkest days of winter, no. B, tell me what your fashion do's and don'ts.
So my fashion do's are very comfortable, something I can throw on. My fashion don'ts, especially in this kind of uni, everyday, casual style, I hardly ever wear a dress. I hardly ever wear...
You're gonna have a tough time this week, baby.
I never, ever show my shoulders. Singlets and things that, like, show my shoulders are a no-go. I always wear loose clothing. I don't like people knowing that I have boobs. Because I don't. No, I do.
They're beautiful. I'm looking at them right now.
Oh, God.
See, that's something I didn't know about you. I did not know that B is afraid of shoulders. And we have known each other for many moons now.
Have you seen my shoulders before?
And I'm thinking about it, and I don't know if I have.
Do you want a peek right now?
Oh, my God. That was a shoulder, everybody. So I think that brings us back to why we are doing this.
Mm.
Because we're two ladies with drastically different styles. And although it may seem trivial to simply switch outfits and styles for a week, I do believe that we will learn some deeper things about society's expectations on women and why B is afraid to show her shoulders.
The real mystery of this podcast. Yeah, for me, it's a bit different because I think the way my style came across it, it's, you know, reaching puberty at a young age.
So my period was just, like, quite heavy, but my vagina was just so small and it was really hard to get a tampon
until everything until after all my 7. I got my period like at 7, but I didn't really get boobs until,
I started
like
wearing a training bra in year 4, like, and that made me super self-conscious. Schools,
and I think there's a real big pressure on ladies
to be like, oh my God, I'm so excited to, like, get my period.
I was
like,
I want to be a kid. I found.
I want to be a little boy. Not really. I'm not trans.
And I do think that this is really, it is somewhat trivial, but it is like an exercise for us to figure out why people dress the way they dress, because it does say a lot about you. And I would really just like to feel liberated in what I'm wearing. Like, I don't want to have to think about what will show off my tiny, tiny waist. My tiny, tiny waist.
As very small. It's a very small waist.
It's so small. as best as I can, it would be really freeing for me to just wear what B wants me to wear.
What I'm hoping to get out of this is kind of trying to get over this comfort zone that I've built around my personal style. Like, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'll try something new, but then I'm like, no, let's just pop on those black jeans and that t-shirt. So I would like to see what it's like to show people that I have boobs and that I have shoulders as well. And, you know, maybe just dress a bit nicer instead of feeling that I have to dress average all the time.
What I'm looking forward to is not feeling like I have to impress everybody. You know, maybe this week I won't wear winged eyeliner because B doesn't always do that. And maybe I'll feel less fierce, or maybe I'll feel more fierce, knowing that I'm empowered by myself, not my eyeliner or my clothes. And what a great chance to be able to be a rap boy. Always wanted to be a rap boy.
Everyone should try being a rap boy at least once. Listen, like, just put on your fucking jeans, put on your best graphic tee, get a copy of Mad Magazine, find it funny, and drink a whole bottle of Vanilla Coke. This 1 week is going to be interesting, and it's going to be a challenge.
I think I'm just so excited to see the reactions and what people think.
And see how if it has any effect on our style later on.
Who knows? What if I'll be a rat boy for life?
Oh my God, I would love that. What if I'm like a rat duchess?
With her tits out.
With her tits out, like a titty rat lady.
My God!
tiny waist you'll be. It's very small waist. It's very tiny.
It's actually so tiny that I can put my one hand around it. That's how
very,
small
very
it is.
Tiny. It's very tiny. So we'll be checking in, fast forward time to the end of this little challenge that we've put forward ourselves, and it'll be interesting to see what Jules and B in the future have to say about their experiences.
What they have realised.
You know, we really need to hear back from Kylie Jenner to know if 2017 is also the year of realising.
How fucked would we be if it's not? And this is what our podcast is about.
That's gonna be fucked. Anyway, tweet us at...
We don't have a Twitter yet!
We'll figure it out in the future. That's for future B&B.
Kylie, stay tuned!
Please!
1 week later.
Hello, B. Hi. 1 week later.
1 week later, and guess what? I'm back in black, baby.
How was this week?
So this week I think we found more challenging than we thought it would be.
Totally.
Yeah, I think that, you know, changing clothes or wearing something different is seen as not that big of a deal, but it was crazy how it seemed to really affect us, like,
it
physically
really
and emotionally.
Throws you more than you would expect.
Yeah, definitely.
I thought we would, as Kylie Jenner told us we would, that we would realise things. Mm. And what I've realised is I hate not wearing my clothes.
Mm. I think I've also realised a lot about who Juliet is as a person.
Oh,
I think as well. Just in terms of, perhaps, like, where you get your confidence from. Because when I was wearing some of the clothes, I was like, yeah, I feel confident. I feel chill. I feel cool. Whereas I feel that, Juliet, your mood seemed to be very gloomy and depressive, like B, in that week that you wore my clothes. I remember you not liking to wear the same kind of outfit every day.
Yeah, I hated it. It was super funny seeing how long it took people to latch on, though. Mm. Because on the first day, like, nobody really noticed.
Oh, yeah. So our first day outfits, I was wearing some white Stan Smiths, some black culottes, which I haven't worn since primary school. It felt weird to wear pants that were, like, loose. I'm so used to skinny jeans, so it felt a bit weird. And then I had, oh my god, that turtleneck that didn't have any sleeves. And needless to say, I wore a jacket all day with that because I was not ready to show my shoulders.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing was I did get so many compliments that day. Everyone was like, oh, wow, you look good. We can't place it, but you look really good. It kind of made me feel shitty because I was like, fuck you for not complimenting me when I dress like a rat.
I did not get that many compliments until I kind of found myself getting more comfortable in your skin, in your clothes, when I took on the different...
Hello, intruder!
Ah, we're recording our podcast.
Oh, cool.
Just give me a heads up so you don't say anything embarrassing.
Oh, got it. Give me a shout out.
Oh, well, you can say, what did you think, Lou? Lou's just joined us. Come in.
Oh, you're actually recording.
Yeah, we're
right
recording.
Now.
Come in.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
We would like, what did you think of the whole clothes swap thing? Or were you aware?
I wasn't aware until someone told me. But I didn't see you. But I thought you looked really nice.
See, the compliments keep on coming.
Yeah.
Postmodern compliments.
I saw the jacket. I don't know if you remember. I was, like, touching the jacket. And I knew I'd seen it somewhere before, and I couldn't put my finger on it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, then I found out it was yours. And I was like,
yeah. I see.
Finally.
I've been deceived. I really gotta get back.
Yeah, well, thanks, Lou.
Get out of here.
Bye.
Bye. So I found I didn't really get many compliments throughout the week until I did take on your clothes and make them my own. And, yeah, pair them with a belt, cinch in at my waist, And it wasn't the clothes, it was more so my confidence and how I projected myself to people. So when I started sashaying around school, the compliments sashayed my way too.
Yeah, I feel that, and stop me if I'm wrong, but I feel like your confidence just lowered so much from wearing my clothes. And I was like, what does this mean?
It wasn't the clothes, it was more so not knowing how to wear them.
Yeah.
And I found it tricky wearing, like, the same pants several days in a row.
See, I found it tricky wearing something different every day, and I called Julia up, like, every morning being like, what do you want me to wear today? And there were so many times where I woke up, I was tired, I had missed my first bus, and I just wanted to pop on a beanie and pop on some jeans, but I had to, like, make an effort and find something new to wear, which I found very exhausting.
See, I thought it would be a way less stressful week because I wouldn't have to do that because I would just have to wear your clothes. But I'm still dealing with the stress of not knowing what to wear by proxy, by dealing with you every morning.
Aww, I'm sorry. But yeah,
how was the reaction from your parents? Did they pick up on it?
Well, I saw my mum on Friday and I was wearing blue jeans but my Planet Express top. So she was like, oh, where'd you get those blue jeans? They look really good. You look really tan. You've been eating well, kind of thing. Whereas, like, all in her mind, obviously. I'm none of those things. And then, yeah, everyone thought I looked really nice in that floral dress of yours that I wore on the Saturday. And they were just complimenting, and my mum was like, when did you buy that? Where did you get it from? Why are you dressed so nicely? How about Indeed. Your parents? I heard a few interesting things.
Well, I didn't get to record this because I didn't feel that confident, and so I was rushing out of the house one morning, and I didn't want my mum to see what I was wearing because she can shatter my confidence with just a single look, and I was nervous. But she knew something was up and was, like, kind of chasing after me, and I was, like, in the clear, just out the door, and she was like, cool shoes, baby, and I was like, thanks, and just kept running down the street. I was like, I'm late.
I understand that we have a few sound bites from your dad. Can we roll that clip?
When did you get that?
Get what?
The jacket.
What do you think of it?
Well, I think you should actually walk down to the Gucci store in the city and have a look at the stuff in the window.
Why?
Because it's got a sort of looks a bit like that, but not quite.
Oh, neat. My dad thinks the jacket looks like Gucci.
Well, that's high praise.
Who was your favourite reaction?
My favourite reaction was definitely Michael, because he was someone we talked about it before. Yeah, and he would just forget every time, so every day he would give me a compliment, and that kind of pissed me off, because it's like, he doesn't give me a compliment every day when I look good.
My favourite reaction was Annabelle's,
just
because the first day she did not notice at all, and the second day it kind of slowly pieced together in her mind.
Oh my god! The whole thing!
Yeah.
Oh my god, no, I saw her yesterday. I just called her, like, really pretty.
Yeah, she's been getting that, like,
oh my god!
All of yesterday and today.
Oh my god.
People have complimented me in the jacket, but I have not been getting many compliments. It's been, like, a little bit awkward.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
You look like a little bit of one of those people who, like, sits at home with, like, a tinfoil hat on with your mask. The closest it got to fucking beanie on, but everything else, tens all around.
It was really interesting to see how many people actually noticed, I found, because I kind of thought, like, you know, our really close circle would get it, and, like, no one else would really kind of understand or, like, even pick it up, but we actually got an overwhelming amount of reactions, and Juliet got the opportunity to record some of them as well.
Yeah, B didn't record anything.
I forgot.
You look like B. Thanks.
How come you're wearing all of B's stuff today? So what was it for you?
For me, it was Beatrice in the pink skirt. I feel like that is such a Juliet staple. Like, I associate that pink skirt with Juliet 100%. Like, I'm such a fan of the pink skirt outfit. So to see it on someone else and look good again, you know that it's just a good outfit. You know what I mean?
Thank you very much.
No worries.
You did look so good in
I
that.
I did. I looked good and I felt good.
There was a good reaction to that too.
What was weird is that I would get looks from, like, strangers and construction workers on the street, and I just I was like, ugh, stop looking at me, I'm a rat boy.
Hannah thought that I had just stayed over at your house the night before, so she didn't say anything on the first day, and then the second day she was like, hold on, what's going on?
Are you guys dating?
Little does she know. I have seen your shoulders after all.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I did actually get a lot of compliments from your jacket. And it was very nerve-wracking because B has this jacket with all these patches on it, like Twin Peaks, like a little sequined cactus and...
aliens.
Yeah, but some of the patches I didn't really know anything about and people would ask me about them and it was super awkward. Someone asked me about the cactus and I think I said that cacti are my favourite plant. And I don't know why I just didn't come clean about the clothes swap, but I think I just like lying.
Yeah, maybe you do.
I feel like this year is really about, like, the year of just realising stuff.
This week has taught me that I definitely use clothes as a crutch for confidence. Mm. I was so sad on the day you wore like my black leotard with jeans because I wore that in the morning for like this interview and had to give them away to you. And I was like, oh, my babies, I just want to wear that. I felt so good this morning.
Just on that black leotard, why the fuck do women wear leotards? That was riding up my ass the whole day, and I just felt so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I just didn't. I liked how I looked in it.
It does make a very nice silhouette, but it's you've got to kind of master it. The way it sits on your ass, which it's taken me many, many occasions of wearing it to get that right. I will admit that.
And I only peed once because I wanted to avoid that whole debacle.
Clip-up situation.
It was terrible.
B did call me into the bathroom and I wanted to record it, but there was somebody else
in the cubicle. Probably like, taking a shit.
Yeah, so I thought that's a bit, you know, that's a bit rude.
And also we didn't want any plops on our fucking sound recording.
That would be awkward.
So, what are you taking from it? Like, what?
I really want to buy some graphic tees now. I really do. Black ones, though.
Yeah. Black ones are the best ones.
Yeah.
I think this experience has changed my perspective as well. I definitely want to branch into wearing more colours, not just, like, at parties and stuff, but into my day-to-day kind of rotation, because... you know, sometimes you need a bit of confidence and to look good every now and again.
And oh no, no, this does not stop here.
Like, we might just go braless for a week.
No.
Also, Kylie Jenner, we do have a Twitter now, so please tweet us and let us know if 2017 is also the year of realizing. You can tweet us at Bean Jules. Jules with a Z.
Yeah, Jules with a Z.
Hashtag. Yeah.
2017 is the year of our podcast. It's the year we'll finish our degree. Oh, it's the year that B will turn 21.
Oh, boy.
It's the year that hopefully I'll start going to the gym. 2017 is the year of firsts in a lot of ways. We
We would just like to take this time to say a big thanks to all our loyal listeners and the people who made this podcast possible.
Juliet's dad.
Annabelle.
Bianca.
Davis.
Hannah.
Lou.
And a special big thanks to Holly for the remix, and Michael for being with us from the very beginning.
Feel free to tweet at us at
BEANJULZ
using the hashtag
yeah.